Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Yud. We are holding on Daf Tesem, base 9 lines from the end of the page at the two dots. Kamatz Bismol at the end of the line. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Anna's wife and children, and Lina Nishmas' mother, Golda Bar Simcha Aleha Shalom, the Neshama Shevna Aliyah. It is also sponsored by the Butler family in commemoration of the yard site of Mikey Butler, Zichron Lebracha Rufal, Michal Yitzchak, Ben Daniel Elio Halevi, his Neshama Shevna Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First, we're going to talk about how we know that kmitza has to be done specifically with the right hand and not with the left hand. The Gemara is then going to deal with a number of redundancies in the parsha of Taharas HaMetzora, and then the Gemara is going to discuss which key words indicate, when the Torah uses certain key words, which key words indicate that something must be specifically done with the right hand. And do we need both of the keywords? One of the keywords. Using the right hand and not the left is going to be the major topic of today's daf. Then at the very end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, we're going to discuss why the Mishnah gives three different examples of foreign substances that may come up in the kmitza when you do the kmitza that would ruin the kmitza. It talks about if you have tsrar biado or gargar melach or levona. Why do you have to mention it? I get it, a foreign substance in the kmitza ruins the kmitza. Why do we need three different examples? So let's begin again, 9 lines from the end of the page, at the end of the line, kamatz bismol. So the Mishnah said that if you do the kmitza with your left hand, puzzle. So the Gemara discusses, minani mili. How do I know that that's true, that kmitza bismol does not work, that doing it with the left hand would puzzle the kmitza? Amr Abizera, Damar Kra, because the pasuk says, vayakrevis hamincha vayimale kapo mimena. So we see that you're supposed to do the kmitza with kapo. So kaf ze and yodea mahu. I don't know which hand that refers to, if it's the right or the left. Kishu omer. So I look at another parsha in the Torah, which is the karbonos of a mitzora ashir, where it says, v'lokach hakoen milo kashomen v'yotzak al kaf hakoen hasmolis, that it specifically identifies the kaf of the mitzora as the kaf of the kohen in dealing with the mitzora as the kaf hakoen hasmolis. It's dafka when the Torah identifies that it's the left hand, that it means the left hand. That's an indicator to us that whenever the Torah does not specifically identify the left hand, the assumption is that kaf means the right hand. And that's how I know that since the Torah used the word kapo when it comes to kmitza, that it must be that kmitza has to be done with the right hands. Because by mitzora it says specifically kaf hakohen hasmolis, so whenever it doesn't say smolis, I know it must be the right hand. So ask the Gemara, how can you darshan from the fact that it specifically identifies the left hand by the mitzora, that it must be that every other place kaf means the right hand? That pasuk that says that by the mitzora that it's the left hand is needed to tell me that you do it specifically on the left hand of the kohen and not on the right hand of the kohen. But it could be that every other time it says kaf, it doesn't necessarily mean right. It means whichever one, meaning kaf without further identifying which kaf might be in the right, might be the left, right? So it could be whichever one. So how do you know just because it says smallest by the mitzora that it means yamin when it's stam? So says Gemara, you're right. Smallest achrinuksiv, but it says a different time. It says smallest. It says v'tavel akoyin says ba'o hayimanis min hashemen asher al kapo asmolis, that after it says that by the mitzora he puts the oil in his left hand, it then says he sticks his finger into the oil that is in his left hand. Well, I already know the oil is in his left hand from the fact that the Torah re-emphasizes that the oil is in his left hand. And I already know that to be true. It must be that it's trying to indicate to me that everywhere else that we use the term kaf, it must mean only the right hand. So says Gemara, I don't know, still not convinced. Ve'ema ein miyut achar miyut elo l'rabos. One of the midos shatorah in the Drashas Behen, it doesn't make Rabbi Shmuel's list of 13, but it's on the list of 32 midos shatorah in the Drashas Behen that appear in Shas in a number of places. So one of the midos shatorah in the Drashas Behen is that when you have a miyut achar miyut, it's ein elo l'rabos. The mechanics of this midah are that the first miyut comes to be memait, and the second miyut comes to be memait from the miyut. So if you're memait the miyut, then you're coming to to be marbe. So one miut is to be mema'it smolus. The second miut is to be mema'it the first miut, that it shouldn't be like the first miut, and therefore it's a miut shatar and dresh ben. So maybe that's why the Torah was mema'it two times, to use smolus and not to use the right hand, to tell me that l'rabos, that even the kaf yamin is kosher by the mitzora. Maybe that's what it's teaching me, that even by the mitzora, where it said twice to use the left hand, by saying it twice, it's telling me you could use the right hand. So says Gemara, no, smol sachrina ksiv. Now there's a third time that it says smol by the korban of a mitzora ani. It says min Hashem and yitzok hakohen al kaf hakohen asmolus. So kan smolus veinachar smolus. So we learn from there that this is the only place where smolus is even permissible. Anywhere else in the Torah, whenever we say kaf, it must be the right hand. Tosfos raises the question that the Torah doesn't need to say the two miut, meaning the whole concept of miut achar miut, that ain't miut achar miut el l'rabos, with the Gemara had a havamina that had it only said smolus twice by the mitzora, so I would have assumed that it means you could even use your right hand, because it's a miut achar miut. Says Tosfos, if the Torah wanted to tell me that you could use the right hand, maybe it should never have said smolus in the first place. Meaning, just don't say, instead of saying smolus twice, to teach me that the first smolus doesn't really mean smolus, and that you could use your right hand, just don't say smolus at all, and I'll know that you could use your right hand. So that's the kasha that Tosfos raises, and Tosfos doesn't give an answer to it over here. However, in Maseches Yoma and Daf Samech Amud Aleph, Tosfos does give an answer, and Shitim Gvetzes gives a similar answer over here, that had we not had the two miyutim, maybe we would have been mema'et from some other limud, and the Torah Dafka wants to generate a beferish ribuy. So how does it generate a beferish ribuy? By giving a double miut. So that meaning, if the Torah just would have said kaf, and it would have been up to us to figure out right or left, so we would have assumed right, but maybe I would have come up with a drasha from somewhere else to tell me no, that you don't use your right, that you use only your left. So that's why the Torah specifically wants to say smolus, so that I know I actively have confronted the issue, and I have a drasha that says to use your right. That's the Hava Amina in the Gemara, until the Gemara came up with the third time it says smolus, where we say no, it's not being marbe the right, it's telling me that only over here do you use your left, everywhere else you would use your right hand. So ve'ema adraba, but maybe the third smolus that it says is to tell me makan smolus af bial manami smolus. How do you know that the third time it mentions smol when it comes to the karbonos of a mitzora, that it's telling me that the karbonos of the mitzora are the exception to the rule? Maybe the karbonos of the mitzora are the model for everything else to follow. So yes, it says smolus a third time to tell me that it's not a miut achar miut, it's not a ribuy, and that smol, we're serious about smol when it comes to the mitzora. But who says that we're just because we're serious about smol when it comes to a mitzora, that means that everywhere else it should be done with the right? Maybe we should say the opposite, that since we're so serious about smol when it comes to a mitzora, maybe the mitzora is the model that everywhere it says kaf, it should always be smol. So answers Gemara, you're right. Arba'a smol is ksivi. There's a fourth time it says smol. Trei ba'ani, trei ba'ashir. Two times it says by the carbon ani, two times it says by the carbon ashir. And so we have the three times that we had mentioned already, and the fourth one is in the pasuk by Mitzvah Ra'ani. It says, "Viza koin betzbao ha'imanis min Hashem and Asher al kapo asmolus," that he sprinkles with his etzba yamanis from the oil that was in his kapo hasmolus. So we learn from there that it's dafka by a mitzvah that you use the left hand. Everywhere else that it says kaf, you're going to use the right hand. Because if the Torah wanted to tell me that you use the left hand everywhere else, just like a mitzvah, that mitzvah is a model for everywhere else, then it could have just said it small three times. One to tell me that you do the yitzika of the shemen of the mitzvah with the left hand. The second one to tell me that the same applies everywhere else. And the third one to tell me that you shouldn't say that the first two are a miyut achar miyut, that are only l'rabos. So that would have been enough. From the fact that the Torah has a fourth time that it says smolus, it must be that it's coming to teach me that this is a din exclusive to a mitzvah, that only by mitzvah do you use your left hand. Every other time where it says kaf, you use your right hand. So says Gemara, okay, great. So now I know why it is that the whole conversation started with, how do I know that when you do the kmitza, it has to be with the right hand, not the left hand? And the short answer is, because from some combination of psukim about a mitzora, we see that when the term kaf is used by mitzora, it means left hand, and that teaches me that everywhere else it means right hand, and everywhere else includes kmitza. So kmitza has to be done with the right hand and not with the left hand. Once we're on the topic, though, of the parsha of mitzora, the Gemara says, let's deal with some other redundancies in this parsha of mitzora. So meaning the parsha of mitzora was only brought up derech agav over here. We wanted to know about kmitza biyamin. So it happens to be the source of kmitza biyamin is about the fact that mitzora is the exception where it's done b'smol. But once we're on the topic, there's Talmud Bavli, so we do that sometimes. So we're going to talk about mitzora. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says Rabbi Zeira, once you darshan the four times it says smol in the parsha, so let's talk about other redundancies. Alboen yado hayamanis, valboen raglo hayamanis dechsiv. The fact that it says that they put from the log shemen on the right thumb and the right big toe of the mitzora lameli. Why is that? Why is that necessary? And some have the girsa in the parentheses. Da'kasav al dama asham, because it already says by the mitzora ashir that you put the shemen on the dam ha'asham, and by the mitzora ani it also says al mekom dam ha'asham, and I know where you put the dam. The dam you put on the bow and yad and the bow and raglo. So if you're going to tell me that you put the dam on his big toe and his thumb, and you're going to tell me that you put the shemen in the same place where you put the dam, well, I could do the math. I could figure that out, that you're putting the shemen on the bow and yad and bow and regel. Why does it have to say beferish that you put the shemen on the bow and yad and the bow and regel? So says the only reason not to be goreis this line is the Shittim Gbetzes says we should take it out because it seems that it's Rashi's explanation of the Gemara rather than the Gemara itself. But it's not that it's incorrect. It's just that it's too elaborate. It could have just said lameli, and Rashi then explains that the lameli means that once you already give me all of this information, da'kasav al dama asham, right? So anyways, that's the Gemara's question. So Rabbi Zeira responds to Rabbi Yirmiyah that the Torah needs to say twice, by an asher and by an ani, that the shemen is put on the bow and yad and the regel and the bow and regel hayimanis. That chad lahachshir tzdadin. One time it has to teach me that the tzdadin of the bohen are also kasher, that it doesn't have to be directly on at the center. It could be on the side of the thumb or the toe, somewhere near the location. V'chad lifsol tzidei tzdadin. And the other one, it comes to pasul tzidei tzdadin, on the reverse side, something that's not so close, the reverse side of the thumb or the big toe, that it's only on the tzad of the kohen, that you can put it not to tachtav. So the Gemara explains, why do I need two psukim? Al dama asham and al makom dama asham. Al dama asham, al makom dama asham lemayasu. Meaning the pasuk that it says by a mitzora who's an ashir. Why do I care if he's an ashir or he's an ani? Different karban. It's one of the olivio rates that a mitzora who can afford more brings animals as opposed to birds. So you have different karbanos. But anyway, al dama asham, by the mitzora that's an ashir, it says you put the shemen on the dam of the asham, and it also says al makom dam ha'asham, that you put it on the place of the dam ha'asham. Well, why do I need both of those psukim? They're saying the same thing. Well, hani tzrichi, those psukim are both necessary. Because ikas rachmana al dam ha'asham, if it only would have said that you place the oil on the dam itself, sahava amina ise in niskaneach lo, I would think that you only place the oil if the dam is still there. But let's say you had placed the dam there already and then wiped it off, then maybe then you don't put the shemen in place. So kas rachmana al mekom. That's why I say the mekom dama asham. That you put it on the place where you would put the dama asham. Okay, so why not just write al mekom? The kas rachmana al mekom, if it only would have said al mekom dama asham, so hava amina dafka niskanech. I would think you specifically must wipe off the blood before you put the shemen on. Aval isay, but if the dam were still there, ema havi chatzitza, I might think that the dam is a chatzitza between the bohen and the shemen, between the thumb or the big toe and the shemen, and it has to be directly on, because it's al bohen, that it has to be literally on his bohen. So kamash mulan al dama asham. That's why I need the other pasuk to say, no, it also works if it goes on top of the dam, that the dam is not considered a chatzitza between the oil and the bohen, between the oil and his body and his actual skin. So Amar Rava me'achar d'chziv al dam asham al makom dam asham. Once it says that you put the shemen on the dam of the asham and on the makom dam asham, so I know that the shemen is put on the dam or on the place where the dam is put. Uksiva yamanis bedam, and it already says that you put the dam on the right thumb and the right big toe. So I figure out from that you put the oil on the right thumb and the right big toe? Alboen yadu eimanis, valboen raglo eimanis, dechsivi b'shemen demitzara ashervani lamali. Why does the pasuk have to say that you put the oil on his right big thumb and right big toe? Meaning you already said that you put the blood on those spots, and you already said that you put the oil on the very spots where you put the blood. So it's true. The Torah had to tell me about the nesinos hashemen, alboen yado and alboen raglo, in order to be machshir the tzadim and to pasul the tzidate tzadim, like we had said. But the Torah doesn't have to say that it has to be biyamin dafka. That detail I could have figured out from where I put the dam. Meaning, so yes, it has to mention. It couldn't just say put the oil where the dam is. Had it just said put the oil where the dam is, I would not have known that tzadim are kosher and tzidate tzadim are pasul. So it had to say alboen yado, alboen raglo. I get that. But why does it have to add the detail yimanis? Bo and yado, bo and raglo is enough to tell me that studen mar kosher, tzidet studen ar pasul, and I already know that it's yimanis because that's where I put the dam. So of course that's where I'm putting the oil. You're supposed to put the oil on the makom that you put the dam. So Ella Amar Rava, Rava says when the Torah says yimin by mitzora ashir, both by the bo and yad and by the bo and regel and by the tenuch ozen, it's all coming to teach me a drasha to learn about other things that are done with the right hand. Meaning one big enachinami. I don't need the pasuk to tell me that I put the oil on the right big toe and the right thumb. Obviously, I figure that out. But the Torah says it anyway so that I can learn to other halachos. For example, and it gives all three. Yad yad l'kmitza. It says yad over here and it says yad by kmitza. It says ve'akrevis amincha ve'yamali kapo mimena, that you take the kmitza with your yad. That's to tell me that the kmitza has to be dafka with the right hand. So just like over here by the mitzora, it's with the right hand. So too, it's on the right hand that you place the oil. So too, the right hand is used for kmitza. Regel regel lechalitza. It says regel by the mitzora albo and raglo hayamanis. And it says by chalitza regel. It says v'niksha yivimto elov le'enei azikedim v'chol tzanalo me'al raglo v'yarka b'fadavans avar makachi yasal l'shasholo yivanes beis achiv. That we do al raglo, so the chalitza, to tell me that the chalitza should dafka be with the right foot, that just like the regel of the mitzvah is the regel yamin, so to the regel of chalitza is the regel yamin. And when it says al tunuch ozen ametayra yimadis, that you put on the right ear of the mitzvah, that's also gzeir shava of ozen ozen liritzia, that it says by piercing the eved's ear, if he wants to stay on after his term of avdus is over, the pasuk says v'gisho adonav el elohim v'gisho es adeles o el amezuzah v'rotza adonav. So you see that it has to dafka be on the right ear, and not the left ear, just like the mitzora. So from all that, I understand why it needs to identify the right when it comes to the placing of the shemen of the mitzora ashir on the bow and yad, the bow and regal, and the tenuch ozen. Needs to say the right side, not to teach me the din about a mitzora, that I know already, but to teach me these other dinim about kmitza and about chalitza and about ritzia. So now the Gemara says once kmitza b'yamin is derived according to Rava from the gzeirah shava of yad yad, and not from the fact that it's and we know that it's got to be the yamin and not the small. And so apparently, it's not the fact that kmitza is done by yamin is not derived from what we said it's derived from, which was the word smallest appearing four times. Meaning the whole daf started, our whole discussion today started with the fact that the Mishnah said you got to do kmitza with the right hand, cannot be done with the left hand. If you do it with the left hand, it's puzzle. Mara says, yeah, where do I know that from? So he said, oh, because it says smallest four times. So once it says smallest four times by a mitzora, it tells me that everywhere else it's with the right hand. But now we just gave a different source. Now we just said, no, you know how I know that kmitza has to be done with yamin? Yad yad. That it says yad by the mitzora ashir, and it says yad by kmitza. That's how I know that it's got to be done with yamin. So now what do I do with that other drush about four times that it says smallest? So smallest the mayasa. What limud is it coming to teach me? Some Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi, the Torah is telling me that only the left hand is kosher for the yitzikas hashemen of the mitzora, lifsel yamin to kohen mitzora, to pasul the yamin in that case of mitzora itself. Why do I need to say that? Shelo tomar, because one should not say the following kal v'chomer to be machshir yad yamin by the yitzika of the shemen of the mitzora. Uma b'makom shelo nisrab so small, in a place where we do not have a riboy that's small as kosher la'avoda, like every other avoda of karbanos, nevertheless nisrab si yamin, the right hand is kosher for all avodos ha-karbanos. So b'makom shelo nisrab so small, where the Torah specifically says you're allowed to use the left hand, specifically the yitzika shemen on the kaf kohen has smallest on the kohen's left hand. So I would have thought logically that if even when I'm not allowed to use my left hand, the right hand can be used. In cases where I am allowed to use my left hand, ain't odin shemnes rabbi yamin, then all the more so I should be allowed to use my right hand. So that's why the Torah has to write, no, smallest, that it has to only be the yitzika shemen of the mitzvah on the kohen, has by the mitzvah on the kohen's yad is dafka on the left hand and not the right hand. So it has to, so that explains the two times that it says the word small by the mitzvah ashir, one to tell me that the small is kosher, and the other one to tell me only the small is kosher, that the yamin is going to be pasul. V'idach, what about smallest? What about the fact that it says smallest another two times by the mitzora ani? V'yad, and v'yad v'regel yamanis da'ani, and also the fact that the shemen is put on the yad and the regel yamanis that it says by the mitzora ani, l'may asa, what's that coming to teach me? After all, I could just derive that from the mitzora ashir, so why do I need it to say, to repeat every din about mitzora ashir? Why do all these dinim need to be repeated by the mitzora ani? So it says Mar lich detana debei Rabbi Shmuel, to teach me that which the Tana debei Rabbi Shmuel taught, that kol parsha shenemra v'nishneis lo nishneis el b'shvil davar shenes chadish ba, which is essentially enochinami. Sometimes the Torah is repetitive. Sometimes the Torah will say something that I already know, because in repeating the parsha, it will add one more detail. It will add something new, something that we didn't have the first time around. So 90% of it may be redundant. 90% of it may be dinim that I already know. So when it goes through the smallest and yad and bowen and whatever, well, by the mitzora ani, I already know that from mitzora ashir. But there's something here. There's something here that's true of a mitzora ani that's not true of a mitzora ashir. And namely, the karbanos are different. That's the davar shenes chadish ba. They have different karbanos for a mitzora ani than you have for a mitzora ashir. Okay. So now says the Gemara, once we're on the topic of using the right hand, so Amar Rabbi Bechan Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish Kol Makom Shnemra Etzba Ukuhuna Ein El Yamin. If you want a rule as to when the Torah is insisting on using the right hand and not the left hand, whenever it says the word Etzba and the word kuhuna, so then you know that it means dafka, the right hand, and not the left hand. So says Mar Kasal Kedaitach Etzba Ukuhuna Beinan. We're working with the assumption that Rav Shimon Lakish requires that both of those words must appear in order to insist that it be the right hand. Kiddichsiv, because after all, it says by the Karban Chatos, V'lokach HaKohen Midama Chatos be'etzba'o. So you have in the pasuk both the word hakohen and etzba'o, v'gamar mimitzara. And the reason that those two words teach me that it's got to be the right hand is because I learned it from Gezeirah Shava of a mitzora ashir. D'chsiv, that by the mitzora ashir it says v'taval hakohen es etzba'o. So both words appear, and then the next word is Hayimanis. So you see, whenever it's Kohen and it's Bo'o, so it's Yimanis. It's always the right hand. So that's the klal. The klal is whenever the word Etzba and the word Kohen appears in the parsha, it means specifically the right hand. So frak the Gemara, Hare Kmitza, Tilok Sivaba Ela Kuhuna, Utran Kamatz Bismal Pasul. But wait a second, how did this whole sugya start? We were talking about Kmitza. Kmitza needs to be done with the right hand, cannot be done with the left hand. Yeah? It says both Etzba and Kohen by Kmitza? Not true. By Kmitza, it only says Kuhuna. It says Vivia La Kohen, Vikamatz Kohen, Menem Lokum Tso, says Karasa. Not a word about Etzba. Never the word Etzba doesn't appear there at all. And yet, it's got to be done with the right hand. The left hand is Pasul. Samarava. Oh, Etzba, oh, Kuhn. He says, no, we misunderstood the rule. The rule is not that it has to say both Etzba and Kohen, that either one is good enough. Whenever one of those words appear, that's enough to tell me that it's got to be done with the right hand. So Amalei Abayis, Abayis is back to Rava. How can you say that anytime it says the word Kuhuna, that automatically means the right hand? Hare, Halacha, Sevarim Lekevesh, the Mishnayis and Maseches Tamid describe the bringing of the different parts of the carbon tamid. The Mishnah is going into a lot of detail in Maseches Tamid about how they would cut up the carbon tamid, where they would dissect it, how they would dissect it, all the different parts, how many Kohanim were needed to bring the different parts to the Mizbeach, how they would originally bring it to the Mizbeach and leave it on the bottom half of the ramp of the Mizbeach, and then they would come back later and bring it from the bottom half of the ramp to burn on top of the Mizbeach. So it describes what each guy was holding, what each Kohen was holding. There were 9 Kohanim needed in general, 6 to carry the parts of the animal, and then 3 to carry the nesachim that went along with the tamid. So the cleaner jobs, were the last 3. You know, they got to carry flour and chavitin and yayin, but the first 6 were carrying severed limbs of the animals. So, but in describing the carrying the parts of the carbon tamid, the word kohen appears dichsiv v'ikriv ha kohen es hakol v'iktiram mizbecha va'amar mar, and in the Mishnais, it describes halachas evarim lekevesh that it's talking about carrying the evarim to the kevesh utnan, and the Mishnah Maseches Tamid describing the carrying of the different limbs to the mizbeach by 6 different kohanim. The first kohen carried the head of the animal and the right foreleg, the right hind leg of the animal, and and he would carry the head in his right hand, haregel shel yamin small, but the right hind leg of the animal he carried with his left hand, and it was positioned in such a way where the skin was facing outward and the place where it was severed, where it was cut, was facing inward, just not to create a bizayon and a nivel, right? When you're doing the avoda, you don't want it to look gross. So that's why you have to position it in such a way. But all it says is kuhuna over there, and apparently you're allowed to use your left hand because both of his hands were occupied, including his left hand. So the Halacha Sevarim Lekevesh, he uses the term kuhuna, and he used his left hand to bring some of the Evarim to the Kevesh. So how can you tell me that whenever the word kuhuna is used, it automatically means only the right hand? So answers Rava, Ki amrinan o etzba o kuhuna bedavar amakiv kapara. I stand by my rule that either etzba or kuhuna is enough to tell me that you use dafka, the right hand, but that's only when it's something that's ma'akiv kapara. Bringing the limbs to the Mizbeach is not ma'akev the kapara. It's not something that's critical in order to achieve kapara. And that's why the left hand's okay over there. So frak the Gemara, is even that rule true? Is it even true that whenever the word etzba or kuhuna is used by something that's ma'akev kapara, that it means it has to be the right hand? Vare kabbalah, what about kabbalah sadam? That's an avoda that's ma'akev kapara. Davar ma'akev kapara hu. It's certainly ma'akev kapara. V'kasav ba kuhuna. And the pasuk certainly used the word kohen in that pasuk. And we know that that's a reference to kabbalah sadam utnan. And yet the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Zvachim, kibel bismal pasal for Rabbi Shimon Machshir, that Rabbi Shimon holds that if you do Kabbalah b'smol, it's going to be kosher. Well, wait a second. If the rule is that any time it says the word kohen in the pasuk, and it's a davar makiv kapara, that it must be the right hand, Kabbalah's makiv kapara, use the word kohen, and Rabbi Shimon holds you can use your left hand. Enoch Nami, Tanakama doesn't hold that way, but Rabbi Shimon holds you can use your left hand to do the Kabbalah. Says Gemara, the Rabbi Shimon kamrit. You ask me a kasha from Shitas Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon tarti bai. Rabbi Shimon holds that the rule is that it needs to say etzba and kohen, meaning Enoch Nami. It's a machlokas tanaim, what the key words are to indicate that you need to use your right hand. According to the Tanakama, according to the Chachamim, the key words are either etzba or kohen is enough to, and on the davar makiv kapara, that it's got to be your right hand. And according to Rabbi Shimon, no, not either or, both. It needs to say both etzba and kohen. And by Kabbalah, it doesn't say etzba, it only says kohen. And that's what Rabbi Shimon says, that Kabbalah b'smol is kasher. So says Gemara, is that true though? Umi by Rabbi Shimon tarti? Does Rabbi Shimon really require that it say both etzba and kohen in order to tell me that doing it b'smol is possible? V'atanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol makom shenemar yad. Wherever it says yad, the eina ela yamin, it always means yamin. Etzba, eina ela yamin. And also, whenever it says the word etzba, it means dafka, the right hand. What about the word kahuna? Apparently, Rabbi Shimon says, just the word etzba is enough to tell me that I insist on the right hand. And not that you need both etzba and kahuna to tell me that you need the right hand. So says Gemara, you're right, we have to fine-tune Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Meaning the Shita of the Chum remains the same. Either etzba or kohen is enough to tell me that I insist on the right hand. Rabbi Shimon holds etzba lo baya kuhuna, kuhuna baya etzba, that if the word etzba appears, it doesn't need to say anything else. That's enough to tell me that you use the right hand. By the Par Yom HaKippurim, it says, v'lokach midam par v'hizo be'etzba'o al p'nei ha-kaporis kedma, etc. So since so that has to be dafka, the right hand. But kuhuna baya etzba, if it only says kuhuna, that would not be enough to tell me the right hand. And that's why Kabbalah, where it only says kuhuna, can be done with the left hand. Elokoin lamali. Yeah, but then when it says kohen by Kabbalah, what do I learn from that? According to Rabbi Shimon, I cannot learn from the word kuhuna alone that you use your right hand, because everything really depends on etzba, not on the word kuhuna. So what does the word kuhuna teach me when it comes to Kabbalah Saddam? So answer the Gemara, you know what the word kuhuna teaches me? Bikihuno, that he needs to be wearing the big day kuhuna. Bizman shebigdeyam aleim, kuhunasam aleim. So the guy doing the Kabbalah Saddam needs to be ha kohen mamish, that he's got to be the kohen that is wearing big day kuhuna. Without big day kuhuna, he cannot. But it's not about which hand to use, because ein hachinami, unless the word etzba appears, there's no insistence that it be the right hand. So frankly, gemara vare zrika delo kasabei elo kuhuna. Bezrika sadam, it only says kuhuna, does not say etzba. It says v'kriv b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim esadam v'zorku esadam al mizrach sav v'asher pesach al moed. So it says b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim. It says ha-kohanim. It says kuhuna, does not say a word about etzba, utnan, and yet the Mishnah says, zarak bismol pasul, that if you do zrika with your left hand, it's pasul, and velopa, and I get, according to the Chum, why that's the case, because the Chum hold either kuhuna or etzba is enough to tell me that it's got to be with the right hand. But velopa look, Rabbi Shimon, where's Rabbi Shimon arguing? How come Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue in that case? Rabbi Shimon should be saying, no, it only says kuhuna, it doesn't say etzba, so you could use your left hand. Nothing. Rabbi Shimon is absolutely silent. Rashi asks, why doesn't the Gemara ask from what we said on Davav that Kmitza B'smol is Pasul, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't disagree with that, even though it only says Kuhuna by Kmitza. So he says, because the Pasul of Kmitza B'smol is derived from its own Pasuk, like we're going to see later on. Tos says, well, if the Gemara knew the Brisa later on, then it wouldn't have started asking these questions. But anyway, so the Gemara is asking over here, what about Zrika? How come Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue about Zrika? Zrika, it only says Kuhuna, does not say etzba. So Amar Abaye Palug Bebraisa, he does argue about Zrika. It just doesn't appear in the Mishnah. His argument appears in the Braisa. Ditanya, Kibel B'smol, Pasul of Rabbi Shimon Machshir, when it comes to Kabbalah's Adam, done with the left hand, Tanakhama says it's possible, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. Zarak b'smol, possible, Rabbi Shimon machshir. And so too, when it comes to Zrika, done with the left hand, Tanakhama will say it's possible because it uses the word kahuna and that's enough. And Rabbi Shimon will say that it's kosher because the word kahuna does not teach me anything about the right hand. The word kahuna is not sufficient to teach me about the right hand. You need the word etzba to teach me that you use the right hand. So now the Gemara goes back to what we said in Amud Aleph, that according to the Chamim, that any avoda that says kahuna, even without etzba, needs to be done dafka with the right hand. So frek the Gemara, we discussed all these different drashos about the carbon of a mitzora. The elahada amar Rava, that which Rava said on Amud Aleph, that by a mitzora ashir, it describes albo en yado hayimanis. And why does it say albo en yado hayimanis? To teach me gzeira shava, that yad yad, the kmitza, that just like by the mitzora, we specifically identify the right hand, so it must be that kmitza has to be specifically with the right hand. Lovely, mikuna nafka. Why do I need a gzera shava to tell me that kmitza has to be done with the right hand? Yeah, I according to the chachamim, as long as the word kohen is used in the parsha, I know it's got to be the right hand. So why do I need a gzera shava? So again, this whole daf keeps coming back to that. There's one topic really on this daf: kmitza b'yamin, right? That kmitza is only good with the right hand, it's not with the left hand. So we started by saying, oh, how do I know kmitza b'yamin? Because by the hand of the kohen, by the mitzvah, it kept on saying small, 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 four times, small, and that teaches me everywhere else you mean. Then we said, no, I learned it from Gzereshava, yad, yad. Now the Gemara is saying, I don't need any of that. It says Kohen. Once it says Kohen, so then I know that it's got to be with the right hand. So I don't need any of these drushes. Says the Gemara, these two limudim of Kohuna in being written in the Parsha, as well as yad, yad, the Gzereshava of yad, yad from Mitzvah Asher, are both needed. Chad the Komets, v'chad the Kiddush Komets. One to tell me that the kmitza is done b'yamin, and the other one tell me that being mekadesh the komets by putting it into a kli shares should also be done b'yamin. Meaning the kmitza is the actual digging out with your komets, with your hand, the flour from the kli, but then you're supposed to take that komets and put it in a kli shares to be mekadesh it for akhtara. That also should be, you can't transfer in between. That also should dafka be done with the right hand. So ask Gemara the Rabbi Shimon to lo ba'i kiddush komets uleman diomar nami de ba'i kiddush komets. But wait a second. According to Rabbi Shimon, who does not require kiddush komets of a mincha at all, so there's no din that kiddush komets has to be done with the right hand, because there's no din that kiddush komets has to be done at all. It doesn't even need to be placed in a kli shares. And even according to the opinion of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who says that by a mincha you need that Rabbi Shimon would require kiddush komets, but nevertheless, when it's done b'smol, he would hold it's kosher. So then yad yad to Rav Lamli, why do I need the gzera shava of yad yad? Ila kmitza gufa, if it's telling me that the kmitza needs to be done with the right hand, alibid Rabbi Shimon, according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, nafka. I already know that it needs to be done with the right hand from the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Chia. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon hold that mincha that was not niskadish b'klishares is still kosher? Because the pasuk says kodesh kadoshim hi kachatos v'ka'asham. So there's a hekesh between the mincha and the chatos and asham to tell me that you could treat it like a chatos and like an asham, namely bala of the biyad. If you want to take the komets for haktara by hand without putting it in a kli shares, by just holding it in your hand, of the biyamin, so you bring it with your right hand, kichatos, just like a karmel chatos, where you bring the dam to the mizbeach with your right hand. The blood is on your finger the whole time, directly on your hand, not in a kli, and bala of the kli. And if you want to bring the komets of the mincha for haktara in a kli, not in your hand, so of the b'smal, so then fine, do that with your left hand and carry the kli in your left hand, and you don't need to be makbid to be makadish in a kli shares by putting it in with your right hand. Ka'asham, just like a karban asham, where the zrika of the dam and the mizbeach is done with the left hand. So the din of yamin by kmitza of a karban mincha is derived from the fact that it's hukash to a karban chatas. So I don't need the gzera shava of yad yad. And this is a long way of asking, according to Rabbi Shimon, Shimon, what's the Gzeirah Shavah doing for me? Meaning, it can't be telling me that you need Kiddush Kometz with your right hand, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold you need Kiddush Kometz at all. And it can't be telling me that you need to do the Kemitza with your right hand, because I already know that you need to do Kemitza with your right hand. So it says, Lo Nitzrucha Ela LeKometz Demin Chaschote. You know what the Gzeirah Shavah is teaching me? To tell me that even the Kemitza of a minchas chote needs to be done with the right hand. I mean, enoch inami, with regular kabbalas mincha, I would have figured out that it needs to be done with the right hand. I don't need the gzera shava. But I would have thought a minchas chote is different. Why would I think a minchas chote is different? That since Rabbi Shimon says that a minchas chote does not get shemen and it does not get levona, why? Shalo yehi karbonah muhudar, that we go out of our way to make sure that the minchas chote is not a nice karbon. Why should he have a beautiful karbon if he's an avarian, if he did these averas? So ki kametz lanami bismol tiskasher. So I might think, good, let him do his karban in an undignified way. Let him use his left hand, and that will be in an undignified way. So kamash milan, that's why I need the gezerah shava of yad yad to tell me that the minchas chote has to dafka be the kemitza b'yamin and not bismol, just like any other karban mincha. Now, of course, when you go through a whole daf about using the right hand, not the left hand, that opens up the discussion. What about all the other mitzvahs at Torah, and when do we insist on right hand, and when do we insist on left hand, and what about getting dressed in the morning and putting on your shoes and washing one's body and all of these things? So those are much broader discussions, but at least as far as the comments of the Kabbalah Mincha, we were able to cover it for today. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up on the bottom line at the two dots on Yud Amud Beis. Everyone have a great day.